Right on the left, Chandler Burks. On the right, Desmond Johnson. Fire away.
Coach, made a lot this year that you guys have kind of transitioned to being a player-led team. How are the leader-type players keeping guys on the right page as you go into kind of an unusual situation, a non-conference game against a pretty solid team here in, like, you know, week 9 of the season?
Well, I think all of our guys are being constantly encouraged by those leaders, constantly reminded of the mission, the goals, and everything that we set out to do, not only this year coming into the season, but when they decided to come to Kennesaw State to be a football player. So constantly reminding those guys that we have a goal, we have yet to achieve that goal, and you want to make sure you keep your eyes on that sight and make sure that we continue to get better each and every day, so that gives us a chance to reach that goal.
This defense has been one that is fun to watch. They're tough. We've got a shutout against Presbyterian. Just talk about how the growth of this defense overall on as the season's continued and how important it is to pick up those big South wins.
As far as defense go, we're just trying to get together, like just stay together. And basically we're starting to come together now. Like we just got a shutout against PC. No matter what team it is, that's big to always get a shutout. So as far as games go, I mean, we just sticking together. I mean, doing a game plan, trusting each other more, and just starting to click.
Both sides of the ball, one of the strengths of this team this year has been the front lines. You guys have played great on both sides of the ball. Dennis, talk a little bit about, first of all, the camaraderie between you and Tenarius, and then, of course, the two inside, well, really the three or four inside guys, and how much you guys communicate during the game.
Every play comes in, get signal. We got to make sure the inside guys know what they're doing. And sometimes they even help us to know what we're doing. And like I said before, we're all working together now. You know, one man don't know the play. We echo on the play. Izzy and echo on the play also, so everybody knows what's going on.
Desmond, their quarterback was Chris Murray, leading rusher, can also throw it. When you're watching tape, what stands out about him that as a player, and does he remind you of anybody?
On tape, what stands out is that he can move. Like, he's not just pocket-pressing quarterback. Actually, they're trying to get the ball in his hand and get him to run out more. So it's like quarterback run plays, stretches, and stuff like that. And it's just, I mean, he's an athlete, just like any other body we've played.
Channel, last three games, you've had a 100-yard rusher at the A-back position. What does that do for this offense to have that inside run game be so effective?
When we get our two-back going, like I said before, you better watch out. Because now you're having to worry about getting the inside game under control. And then once we do that, you start focusing on two-back, I'm able to pull the ball. And then whether you take me or if you decide to not, I'm able to pitch it to other guys and let them make plays. So, that's been the focus and the challenge this year is to get our two-back going. The offensive line has done a great job in answering that challenge. And, that's the challenge this week, get the two-back going. We got to get that two-back going and make sure that we're clicking on all phases. And once that happens, like I said, it's going to be hard to stop.
Following up on that, Jake has really kind of come into his own, in particular the last 3 weeks. I mean, not only has he made plays and he's kind of propelled the inside run game, seems like you've found him or he's made big plays at really key times in games. Can you talk a little bit about how he's developed and your relationship? This guy played quarterback the first year too.
Yeah, most definitely. Jake, that's my boy. Me and him are really good friends. We do pretty much everything together. We built a camaraderie and amongst each other, which is huge for the connection that we need to have. Talking about him as an athlete, he is exactly that. He's a huge athlete. Like you said, he started quarterback when he came in, made the transition to two-back because he is so athletic, dynamic, and he can take the hits too. He's big enough to take those hits. And, the biggest thing about him, we always joke around, is he'll always find a way. If I'm scrambling, you'll see this right here. Yeah. He's throwing that hand up and let me know that he's open, and that leads to big plays, and he understands the offense, and that's a testament to his hard work and how smart he is and understanding the game, and that's propelled us as an offense for sure.
You've had a couple other guys similar. Play you made to Darnell last Saturday, it looked like you were going down, kind of found him. You kind of Brett Favre'd it over there to him. But there have been other times this year, though, where your receivers have done a pretty good job kind of coming back to you when you're under some pressure and in trouble back there. Over the years, as you guys have developed, you know, your relationships and have played together, can you talk about that dynamic and how you guys are on the same page for them to help you out like that?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, the connection that you see on the field is something that we work on, we harp on. In the off season, you know, I get together with all the wideouts, with all the threes and fours, and make sure that we're building that connection. Because in our offense, we're not only able to run the ball, we're also able to pass the ball. And when we're able to pass, we want to make sure that we're very efficient at that. And when we're able to do that, we want to make sure that we're also making those plays. So we also work the scramble drill in practice, so guys know where to be, know where to go if there ever is a scramble instance during the game. So everything that you see is something that we've harped on, we worked on, and it's just kind of coming together.
Piggybacking on your comments on Jake, Bronson got in there and almost cracked the 100-yard mark last week. Where is he, in your opinion, where is he on his development, and how much more comfortable is he getting in that role, making the transition from defense last year?
Yeah, Bronson came over and you knew that he was going to make a lot of plays for us. He's very electric, he's very dynamic, and he's probably the most athletic guy that we have within the ones and twos room. He's very strong, very fast, and you see him get guys on the ground all the time, and he's starting to develop as a two-back. Very scary, because once he gets going, it's hard to stop him when he starts rolling. So the biggest thing about Bronson that I've been really excited about is not only when he touches the ball, he's able to make plays with it, but without the ball. Last week he had 8 knockdowns. He was our knockdown king. We have an award for that. He won that out of the offense, and no better person to win a knockdown belt of than WWE Bronson Rexsteiner. So that was really awesome to see him starting to come along. You see him being very aggressive on one play. He took the defender from, I want to say, the 10-yard line into the end zone. So we should have just gave him the ball, honestly. He was going to score anyway. So, you know, what he's doing with the ball, without the ball, he's coming into the position very well, and I'm very proud of him. He's another one of my boys that we're always around each other, always building that connection, and he's becoming more comfortable in the offense. You know, the connection between me and him and the quarterbacks and him is becoming more comfortable, and it's just like we said, once you get the two back going, it's going to be very dangerous to stop the offense.
Last couple games, you guys have been a little bit more balanced based on kind of what they've given you defensively. Earlier in the year, if you look at the tape, the Liberty game, you know, a lot of coaches that aren't familiar with Kennesaw State football would draw the conclusion that, oh, this is a team that likes to run the ball. You know, if you get ahead of them or get them out of their element. As a competitor and as a quarterback, you love the competition and the challenge of that they can't throw the ball thing, and you've obviously proven that to be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, in this offense, playing this position, it's very fun. And the biggest thing that I love about it is that, you know, you're going to be asked at times to throw the ball, you know, 11, 15 times. But then there's going to be times you're going to be asked to throw it 2 or 3 times. And we're going to be able to run the ball and get 500 yards at times. And that happened. That was pretty awesome to see. And it's just also a testament to our coaching staff and, you know, the scheme that they're put together every week, and also how we work hard and practice and working on the fundamentals, because coach always says that, you know, scheme will break down, fundamentals don't. So when you come down to games where you have to transition to a certain play where it's, you know, more of a run game for us, we're able to rely back on our fundamentals, we're able to rely on to that scheme that they put together and be successful at it.
As this team defensively is the second in the nation in turnover margin, what are some of the things that this team does during practice to work on getting forcing some of those turnovers?
Every Monday and Wednesday, today, we'll do a turnover circuit, or we'll just force stations and try to rip the ball out, or we either picking it or scooping and scoring, falling on it. So as far as the turnovers go, coaches make sure that we're still practicing that and, you know, staying key to that, because that's what he wants. he preaches every week to get three. And so that's what we try to do.
Yes, you guys will be outsized again this week, but that's not anything new for you. Against a lot of opponents, you guys are kind of outsized by these offensive lines. How much do you take, or how do you guys prepare for that? And obviously speed's a big key to it, but how do you guys prepare for that and seemingly overcome it about every week?
Attention to detail. I mean, it starts with our steps. So we got to make sure we're in our gaps, our places, fits, all that. So, I mean, if you going inside, you can't put your hands on the outside, and you definitely don't want to get put on your back. So, I mean, that's how we go about it.
As a defensive unit, you guys do almost a better job against the dual threat quarterbacks than you do the stand-up pocket passers. What's the key to that? You guys have done faced three or four dual threat quarterbacks and basically just rendered half of their game useless.
I really don't know. Passing lanes, we stay in, I mean, we try to make sure that we correct each other. We try to stay outside, in, stay outside, inside, stay inside. But, I mean, if it gets mixed up, we try to correct each other. Like, if I see the three technique working outside, I'm going to switch his and take care of his responsibility to keep him inside the pocket.
Game this last week's a good example of it. It also seems like whenever these teams have tried some of this trickery, the reverse pass thing that they did the other day, you guys have really pretty largely stayed at home on these things and haven't been fooled by too much of it.
Yeah, attention to detail, like I say, chasing backside and stuff like that. Coach makes sure that we are doing it right at practice. So a situation like that in the game, we are prepared for it.
The weather forecast continues to get worse as the week's gone on. It looks like it's going to be in the 30s, possibly snow, just for both of you. What's your mindset going up playing in that kind of environment?
I think it's getting better. I don't say it's getting worse. You know, it's something that we've never been a part of, something I've never done. A bunch of guys haven't played in the snow, and it's another opportunity, like Coach Bohannon said, another great opportunity to go up there and be able to play in a different atmosphere. It's going to be electric, you know, and then also be able to play with, you know, white turf. You never really see that, you know. And, you know, the weather is weather. You know, you can't really control it. Go out there and do what you can control, which is play very hard, play with championship effort, and the outcome should be well.
Yeah, and I'm excited. Today, actually, Brunson issued me a challenge. He says he's going out there with no shirt. So I said, I ain't accepted it yet, but I might. I'm just waiting to see.
How much are you guys motivated when you, like at Liberty or one of these places where you have kind of the electric crowd, how much does it add to your motivation that, hey, we're going to shut these guys up, we're going to get them quieted down, and then we're going to get our business done here?
It pumps defense up a lot. I mean, comments by their coach saying that we're small, stuff like that, I mean, it just makes us want to go out there and, you know, show the world what we can do.
Chandler, kind of the same question I asked Coach 3 years ago when this program started its first season. You didn't know what to expect, clearly. It was kind of a leap of faith to come here as the first signee. Now you're getting national attention. The Big South Championship is still ahead of you with two big games here at home. Just talk about the trip it's been and the success you've had. Was it expected? Where are you at as far as the expectation of this team now?
You know, it's been a journey, and it's something that I would never change anything about it. And, you know, like Coach Bo said, there's never been a schedule for how successful we were going to be. We knew where we wanted to go, though. And once you have a purpose on top of the vision of where you want to go, at that point, it's just having the will to get it done. And that's a testament to our coaching staff being able to recruit the guys and, you know, also the players to be able to grab some guys on some official visits as well, getting the caliber of players that we want to have here at Kennesaw State. And, you know, it's a testament to our hard work. It's a testament to our motto, effort, attitude, and toughness. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and the success has been awesome to be a part of. But again, the thing that still is in front of us is that we haven't done anything that we wanted to do yet. Yeah, we've had some successful seasons. Yes, we've had some winning seasons, but we haven't won any championships, and that's our number one goal, is to build a championship program and to win championships. And so To still have that opportunity to do that this year, that's awesome. But we take, you know, every day by day, you know, week by week, and put ourselves in the best spot of being able to achieve that goal.
Chemistry is a significant strength of this group. It's obvious you guys are pretty close knit. You're all very close to each other. Looking back at it, man, you were the first ever signee here. Looking all the way back at it, how much do you think that first year where you guys played no games, you just beat each other up and practice, how much do you think that first year benefits the core group of these guys that have been there all the way from then to now with all your goals ahead of you here?
I think it's very huge in building the culture that Coach Bohan and the coaching staff wanted to do. They were able to beat up on us. You know, we had coaches' runs for 2 weeks every day in the sun, and then we practiced 4 days a week. We practiced on Saturdays. We practiced like we were playing in a season, except the part of in the first year we were pads every day. That's something we don't do during the season. So, but you know, being able to you know, take, you know, certain plays, the offense and the defense, day by day, week by week. We had phases in that time in that first year. I think it was very beneficial for us, and it was a time for everybody to be able to buy into what we were doing here. And now you're able to see, you know, the fruits of the labor unfold.
I know Coach said that they're, you know, got all the team goals, but just a quick second on this award that you've been put on the list. There's only 36 players in the country. What does that mean to you at this point? And then maybe more importantly, what does it mean to your family?
For me and my family, all the glory goes to God. As for the recognition, it's awesome. I don't want to be, you know, kind of feed off Coach Bo, but I'm going to, because I mean it's an awesome recognition, but I think it's a team recognition, because without my teammates, without these guys making plays, without these guys like Sumter, he wanted me to say this, falling down on the 1 yard line so where I can just go get in the end zone. without that, you know, I'm not able to have some success in getting the end zone at times. But you know, this is a team award to me. You know, without those guys, I'm nothing. Without the offensive line, I'm nothing. So, you know, all the glory goes to God for me and my family, and we're gonna move on. And all I care about is winning ball games, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, but what was mom and dad's reaction when you found out, you know, one of the top 36 offensively? I'm excited, ecstatic. Are they bragging, or you know, what's their response?
So I usually, when I get an award, I don't really tell my parents, because I mean, like I said, I'm more worried about, you know, day to day and winning ball games, you know, on Saturdays. So she calls me and says, "You never tell us anything. Why did you never tell us anything?" And I said, "I'm sorry," but she said, "Congratulations," and that was about it.
Anything else?
Yeah, Des, just double checking. Have you accepted the challenge, or are you still?
I'm still debating.
I'm not going to be wearing a shirt. So.
Yeah, I might accept it. They trying me now.
Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.